It's shaping up to be another record low year for king salmon on the Kuskokwim. Halfway through the run, results from the Bethel test fishery show king salmon numbers similar to 2012 and 2013 when the kings crashed. People in the region remember those years as the lowest ever recorded, with each year bringing about 100,000 kings and tight regulations. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
All right, let's look at the agenda.
The state Fish and Game Department shared those low numbers at a meeting on Wednesday in Bethel. Attending were a group of Kuskokwim residents who advised the state on salmon management. The news to the standing room only crowd and to those participating via phone did not come as a surprise.
Traditionally, by now, over half my fish is in my smokehouse, smoking.
Walter Jim is president of the Bethel ONC tribe.
But if you look across the river or any of these fish camps in these sloughs, there's no smoke coming out of these smokehouses. You know, I prepared my fish camp for nothing.
There hasn't been a gillnet fishing opening on the Kuskokwim in over a week and a half. That's when the feds took over management of king salmon from the mouth of the Kuskokwim upstream to Aniak. And gillnet fish openings before then were sparse. Frustrated, residents sent a clear message to managers at Wednesday's meeting.
Let us fish.
Ivan traveled from Akiak to attend. He said without fish, people were in, quote, mental anguish.
We are fish people. We need fish. They're desperate right now.
The meeting featured special guests. Hazel Nelson, the director of the Division of Subsistence, and Sam Cotton, the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. To these visitors, Sandra Nicarai of Gweethluk tried to convey the importance of salmon to Kuskokwim people, comparing it to shopping for food in a city grocery store.
If we restricted everybody from buying meat, anything from the store, then they'd see how desperate we are.
Others worried that the Bering Sea pollock fleet was catching king salmon headed to the Kuskokwim as bycatch. Some also had concerns about the way the state collects salmon numbers. And the question asked again and again, what will people eat during winter if they're not getting enough fish during summer? State Commissioner Sam Cotton said their concerns were not falling on deaf ears. However,
I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, one of the primary responsibilities in my job and with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is to protect the fish, to make sure we get escapement, that we don't overfish.
Then he asked regarding Kuskokwim kings.
Who else is going to bear that burden of conservation besides you?
Why the king salmon numbers are so low, managers say, is still unknown. But they do know that kings mostly return to the Kuskokwim as 4 to 6 year olds, and the parents of this run's 4 and 5 year olds were part of the 2012 and 2013 crash. Those years, the kings did not meet escapement goals the managers felt were necessary to replenish fish stocks. Many kings did not reach their spawning grounds. General unrest filled the tightly packed room. Ken Stalnecker with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they've seen fishermen complying with the restrictions so far, but federal law enforcement in the area has told him they don't think it can last.
They have been sensing more resistance, more interest definitely in getting out.
Federal managers will be meeting with the state and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission on Friday to consider opening a gillnet opportunity. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.